Welcome to the ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Beautiful. Father, we bless you for this opportunity to share your word. We ask, oh God, that you will speak to us in beautiful ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please take your seats. Hallelujah. This morning, before the afternoon session, everybody settles down, please. Everybody settles down, please. Before the afternoon sets in, we are celebrating the different nations in which God has planted our ministry. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be talking to you for just a very, very short time. Amen. So tell your neighbor that pastor needs your attention for a very short time. Very, very, very short time. Very short time. This is better. This is better for me. Right. And my message will seek to guide the church in a particular way. Hallelujah. Are you alive? You dear alive. That's powerful. Somebody's asking, where am I from? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2. Now, I need everybody to give me the best of your attention, because I'm not going to preach for a long time. We are going to receive a beautiful ministration from South Africa and then UAE. It's okay. You are not spoiling the sound. Hallelujah. Don't spoil it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2. Can we all read together? Can we all read together? All right. 1, 2, let's go. That's right. Yes. Beautiful. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards, that a man be found faithful. Hallelujah. First, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Usually, I like to rephrase this verse so that for you to understand what we are saying, we have to look at the verse in the context of marriage. In the context of marriage. Otherwise, you won't get what I'm talking to everybody. So, moreover, it is required in husbands, that a man be found faithful. And moreover, it is required in wives that a woman be found faithful. Because nobody here would like to be married to a woman who is your wife and is somebody else's side chick. You would like to share your wife with somebody. So when you have your wife, you are expecting faithfulness. Am I in church? When you have your husband, you know, I saw a picture recently of a wedding. A man and a woman were at the wedding ceremony. Then the man was in tears of joy, maybe thanking God that, you know, eventually, those at the back, are you listening to me at all? Thanking God eventually that maybe the marriage has happened. And he was in tears. And somebody wrote a comment under the man that, as if he will not cheat. As if he will not cheat, because as even as he's crying, it won't be long. He'll be sending text messages of love to somebody else. I'm not enjoying this thing at all. The mic is not working. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, so all along is that been my fantastic. Hallelujah. So in the arrangement of marriage, faithfulness is important. Faithfulness is that since I chose you, I want to give my all to you and I want to stay with you. Are you alive? That's faithfulness. Since I chose you, I want to give my all to you and I want to stay with you forever. So the concept of faithfulness brings in two things: giving your all. Because if you're a wife and you marry a man and you cook for the man, right, and you wash for the man, but you will not do your bedroom duties, you haven't given your all. You have given a part of yourself. Are you in church? Or you don't like this sermon? Should I tell those on this side? I'm saying, if you are a wife and you have been married and you would like to wash for your husband and you would like to cook for your husband, but you would like to be busy in the bedroom duties, you are giving something, but you are not giving your all. Do you agree that you are not giving your all? Yes. That's what I'm saying, that in the issue of marriage, you give your all, and then you decide that because I've chosen you, I'm staying with you. You are my choice. So I'm staying with you, and I'm giving you my all. Are you in church? Would you like a husband? Ladies. Will you like a husband who is always asking for bedroom duties, but is not ready to also give something? Give chop money, you know, give some money to drop something in the house. It's like he's just interested in his portion of the marriage. Would you like a man like that? Yes. Would you like a man who helps you when you are washing? When you are washing, he helps you when you are washing. How many of you would like a man like that? Would you like a man who helps you in the kitchen as you are cooking in the kitchen? How many ladies would like a man who helps in the kitchen? Okay. How many ladies would like a man who talks to you? He talks to you. He listens to you and talks to you and asks you, baby, are you okay? Pamper you, take you out. Because there are some husbands, they don't take their wives out. They don't take their wives out. Yes. There are some husbands, they do not take their wife. You know, hold on. If there's a chair in front of you, can you occupy that chair? Everybody, once you see there's a chair in front of you, move and fill that chair. Everybody, once you see an empty chair in front of you, move and fill that chair. From the back, everybody, quickly, 2 minutes. Once there's a chair in front of you, just occupy that chair. Good. Everybody. And I expect a pastor to help me with this thing right now. Once there's a chair in front of you, move and occupy that chair, quickly. Yeah. Empty chair in front of you, move and fill that chair. Empty chair in front of you, move and fill that chair. Quickly. Good. Empty chair in front of you. Move and fill that chair. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Good, good, good. Let's be fast with it. Very fast with it. Very, very fast with it. Very fast with it. Good, 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 good. Good, good, good. It's a very simple instruction. It doesn't take a lot of fighting, a lot of whatever. Good. Once you look ahead of you and the chair in front of you is empty, just move and sit on it. Very simple instruction. There's no difficulty about it. Very simple instruction. Well, I'm still seeing people don't follow instructions. People don't follow instructions. Me say, which na baby na akonya be that we need na obi antenaswa. What they are moving at a simple instruction. This is what the ushers should have been doing. We shouldn't do this from the pulpit. Do you get it? Very simple instruction. Okay, where was I? Huh? Wives who don't take their husbands out.
Yes.
Okay. Wives who don't take their husbands out. Huh? Wives who don't take, you know, no. It's important. Please sit down. Please sit down. The first time, not the first, maybe one of the, I don't know whether it was the first time or not. One of the times I went out with my wife, we were beloved dozen. We're not yet married. So we went to a Chinese restaurant in Osu to eat. And as we finished eating, follow the sermon well, guys. There's a time to shout and there's a time to listen. There's a time to listen. Now, when we finish eating, ask the man. Somebody say, ask the man. Yeah. I got myself ready to pay the bills. Ask the man. Then she jumped from the chair. Said, no. I want to sort it out. Because there are some sisters that all the outings you went out, it's like any time you go out, it's the man that must pay the bills. Hey. It's an archaic mentality. Yeah. So men must take their wives out. And wives, once a while, somebody say once a while. Once a while. Once a while, you also show that, Charlie, you understand the ministry. Once a while. Tell anybody that once a while. As a woman. Now, any husband that is here that this year you've not taken your wife out, fire burn you. Can I remove this? It's like I feel free. I want to feel free. Please let me remove so I can feel free because I want to talk to the men. Yes. Yes. Give me the Israel one. Yes. So that I can talk to the men. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How am I looking? Yes, 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 yes. I said any husband, January to October, tomorrow we are going to November. You've not taken your wife out. Like you've not driven your wife from the house to a restaurant where you bought food and ate and paid. What's his name? Felix! Fire will burn you. All husbands on your feet. 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 I'm saying that if you are free heart, if you've not taken your wife out this year. Olivia.
Because I went to Jamaica.
Olivia. Olivia is out. Okay. So if you haven't done it, you have to do it tonight. Is it tonight? Is it tonight? Should we decide on tonight? Celestine, are you ready to go out tonight? Tonight. Fantastic. This afternoon. Mr. Frifa, where's Mr. Frifa? Mr. Frifa, are you ready to go out tonight? Tonight. Okay. Mr. Sapo. Mr. Sapo. Mr. Sapo, are you ready to take your wife out tonight? You're fasting. Are you both fasting? Are you fasting? You're breaking the fast. Yes. So tonight is on. Mr. Sapo, we want pictures that will be put on the church page for Mr. Sapo and his wife. Now, Gina Ventures, stand to your feet. Are you ready to go out with your husband tonight? Tonight. Mr. Victor, is it on tonight? It's on tonight. Clap your hands together for Mr. Victor. Where is Anita? Anita, wherever. Anita, wherever. Anita. Wamba, sorry. Opie. Olivia, are you ready to go out tonight? You are ready, ready. Okay. Emilia. Mr. Goku. Elle Bevier. Elle Bevier. Please. Yes. Yes. Who is left? I've spoken to Celestine already. Theodora. Where's Theodora? Theo. Please come. Come. Where's Maoli? I ready to go out this evening. Are you also fasting? No, with my authority as the pastor of this church, I have broken every fast. So, Theodora, tonight. Yeah, Marley, there's no pastor's meeting. So today you go out with your wife. Mary and Pastor Paul. Mary, you're from Jamaica. Oh yes. Where's Pastor Paul? Today it is on. Are you taking her out? Somebody should bring me water. We have to pour, Pastor Paul. Is it on? It's on. Please clap your hands together. Please, husbands, sit down. Where's Faustine? Faustina. Faustine is not in church. She didn't come today. Okay. But you must take it. Take her. Mr. Samuel. What's the name, Gra? Sister, Auntie Gifty. Sister Gifty. Fianya. Mia Dogo. Esagawa. Mr. Samuel. I'll call you out. Fianya. Esagawa. Clap, please clap your hands. Hey, Ellie. Ellie and Abigail. Richard and your wife. Yes. Help you. Are you ready to go out? Ready to go out. I'm going to take you out. No minute. Now, but you have to take your wife out. You have to take her. You have to go and spend some money outside. outside the house. Very nice. All beloveds also. Beloveds must also do that. Hands here. All right. Okay. So I'm saying that my message is finished. My message is finished. So it is required also in stewards. And the essence of my sermon today is to say that instead of maybe you are all stewards, but it is required in church members. Especially Lighthouse or UD church members, that a member be found faithful. The same way you are expecting faithfulness in marriage, you are expected to be faithful in the church. And we change the word faithful in the church for the word loyal. Loyal. I in church. A church as great as this requires your faithfulness. It requires your commitment. It requires your giving your all and your willingness to be here forever. As it is in marriage, because nobody wants to be married for only 12 years. Is anybody like that? Nobody wants to be married for only 4 years. Once you are tying the knot with somebody, you are expecting it to be how long? Forever. And you are expecting the person to give his all and her all. So it is required in members, stewards of a church, also that you are faithful, which means that you give your all and then you stay here for as long as it's possible. I hear what I'm saying. Yeah. There are three levels of faithfulness. There are three levels of loyalty, which is expected of you as a church member. Number one is your loyalty to God. Everybody requires a certain level of commitment, a dangerous commitment and faithfulness to God. Sometimes when I look at Christians and some of you church members, I wonder whether you expect your healing from God when you are not well. Wonder whether you expect your breakthrough from God when you are expecting the breakthrough. Are you in church? I wonder whether you expect your financial prosperity from God when you are in financial hardship, because you don't seem to have this God as the pursuit, as something you are chasing after. God doesn't seem to be the main focus of your life. It's like when I finish chasing every other thing and then it is Sunday, then I go to, then I go look for God. But God is not available for you on a Sunday when you never got him busy during the week. Anybody who didn't get God busy during the week, he will not be available for you on a Sunday. Are you in church? Oh, I'm spoiling the church. Yes. You need a loyalty to God which is contagious. Contagious means that when we see you, we see what your heart is for God. Infectious. When we walk with you, we know how passionate you are about God. When we talk with you for 1 week, 2 weeks, we understand your feelings you have for God. You need a loyalty to God that smells around you. You cannot be in church for 7 years and still be smelling like an ewe. You should be smelling God. You should not be in church for 3 years and be smelling like a gun. Like a gaga. In the church. You should be smelling like a Christian. You need a loyalty to God. Are you in church? I'm boring you. Yeah. Second Chronicles 20:20. It's a verse you need to know. Second Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. He said, believe in the Lord God. That's the first instruction he gave to Jerusalem and Israel. Are you with me? Now, Jerusalem and Judah. Israel at that time was broken into Jerusalem and Judah. Judah had 2 cities. Jerusalem had 10 cities. I'm sure you know that Israel had 12 tribes. Did you know that? The whole of Israel is 12 cities or 12 tribes. Now Judah had 2 of the cities. Jerusalem had 10 of the cities. But now he's addressing the whole of Israel, Judah and Jerusalem, that believe in the Lord God. Believe in the Lord God. Don't believe in yourself. Believe in the Lord God. And sometimes we feel that believing in God means that you have accepted that God exists. That's not what it means. To believe this scripture, that believe in the Lord God, is not your acceptance that there's a big God somewhere, God exists. That's not what it means. Your belief here is looking for your response and your reactions when the things of God are placed before you. How do you react? What is your response? And do the things of God generate a response in you? It shows your belief. When we throw prayer before you, how do you react? If you react in accordance with the prayer, you believe in God. But when we throw prayer before you and it doesn't touch you, it doesn't affect you, it's like, Charlie, guys, we need to pray to our God, and the concept of prayer doesn't shake anything in you, you don't believe in God. Your reaction, the way you respond when we raise up an issue regarding God, shows your belief in God. What is your please, are you in church? What is your reaction when we bring up the issue of fornication? If your reaction is that you still fornicate, then you don't believe in God. Because if you believe in God, you will hear his word, which is that fornication is not for people who are not married. That's what proves your belief in God. Flee fornication. When you love somebody, a brother and a sister love each other, they want to marry, they are not supposed to have sex. And if you believe in God, then you will respond properly to this instruction. I'm preaching a good sermon. I'm preaching good. Any boy who is having sex with you before you married, he's destroying your future. He's destroying your future. He's corrupting the beauty of your future. I'm preaching a good sermon. Yeah. You are taking your own future like this. Then you are dropping on the floor and you are jumping on it. Yeah. You are jumping on your own future. For only 5 minutes of ejaculation. Pa 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 pa. Finish. The guy has finished. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, he has ejaculated. That, only 5 minutes. So that you've taken your future and you've jumped, pa, 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 for only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He has ejaculated. Even if he goes to take alomo, he can't go beyond 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Adinaba. And then your whole future is destroyed. I'm preaching a good sermon. I'm preaching a good sermon. That's what shows you believe in God. When we throw the issue of tithe before you, Your response. Your reaction. Because if you put tithe before you, do you pay tithe? If you don't react well, you don't believe in God. That's what I'm saying, that believe in the Lord God is not your agreement that a God exists. No, it is actually your response. How do you respond when things of God are brought before you? It shows your belief. It shows your belief. Are you here? Do you believe in God? Yes. What is the proof? I pay tithe. That's what shows I believe in God. Do you believe in God? Yes. What is the proof? I pray to God. Do you believe in God? Oh, yes. What is the proof? I go to church every Sunday. What you don't know is that church on Sunday is not by choice. It's a commandment from God. Go and read Exodus 20. You see, he said, this is the covenant I make with you. This is the covenant I make that on a Sabbath day, it's the day for the Lord. It's a covenant. It's not, I feel like coming, I don't feel like coming. I have money today, I don't have money today. I'm happy about the church, I'm not happy about the church. You don't believe in God, because Exodus 20, when you read down, it said, this is the covenant I make with you. It's a covenant. So we have been coming to church because we believe in God and the covenant. I'm preaching a good sermon. So you need a loyalty to God. Are you here? Tell a loyalty to God. I can't feel you. Say loyalty to God. Yes. Yes. There are some situations that cannot come to you. If the situations itself know that you are loyal to God. Yes. Pastor, I don't understand how only ragamuffins, only alcoholics, only drug addicts propose to me, and people's husbands propose to you. Something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. When I hear people say that, I know that. Because there are some girls say, when you are an alcoholic, you can't love her. No. There are some girls. The way the girl is, if you are a husband to a wife, you cannot propose to her. Because when you come around here, the aura of holiness, righteousness, prayer, seriousness to God, passion for God, you can't even love her. So if you every day, ragamuffins are loving you, drug addicts are loving you, bad boys are chasing you, and people's husbands are chasing you, something is wrong with your Christianity. I'm preaching. Something is wrong with your Christianity. Something is wrong around you. Demons can be having a meeting and say, make we attack that one. They say, no, hey, there, make no trial. The fire went there. Make we not try. But there are some people that... There are some lives there. The demons even come and have party there because it's just being new. Your loyalty to God is low. Number two, believe in the Lord your God. That's your number two. Believe in his prophets. I'm preaching a good sermon. That is that you need the loyalty after you walk with God. Are people in church? Oh, I should talk to those who are here. Can I talk to those who are here? Are you in church? You need a faithfulness and a loyalty, number two, to your prophet. First of all, is to God. Second of all, is to your prophet. And it's important because anybody who has a proper respect for God will have a proper respect for God's servants. Can I say it again? Anybody who has a proper respect for God will have a proper respect for God's servant. Yes. So you need the loyalty to God. One time I told a lady who said that a man was interested in her. Then how will I know that this man really loves me? I said, it's very simple. Because the lady in particular who was talking to me, are you in church? She has a child already. She had a child before the man came to love her. So she was asking me that, how will I know if this man really loves me? It's very simple. If he really loves you, he will love your child. So forget about anything he does with you. Just look at what you do with your child. And if he buys you a gift, don't score it. If he buys the child a gift, take it. If he takes you out, don't score it. If he takes your child out, take it. If he truly, because you cannot love one human being, you cannot love me and not love my mother. It's like you just love your husband, you don't love his family. There's something wrong with the love. You just love your wife, you don't love her family. You don't love a sister, you don't love a brother, you don't want the brother to come to the house, you don't want the sister to come to the house. You love only one person. That love will kill you before your time. I say, oh, no. Don't even want anything that's with you. Just watch him. Whatever you do with your child is a revelation. Can I tell you something? There are things you are doing with God, scoring it. He's watching what you're doing with his servants. Oh, yes. People say now, so I can pray to God. Let his prophet be on his own. And I'm telling you that God will will say that, oh, as you are praying, okay, we are watching the prayer, but I put a prophet before you. What's your relationship with that prophet? Are you in church?
Yes.
Or I'm boring you. I want to be clear on a statement here. I want to be clear on a statement here. And lift your head and look at me. By the grace of God, I've been with you for a while. I've been with all of you for a while. And I will say that you should watch my manner of conversation. It's King James English. My dealings with you as a pastor. Whether do I deserve honor or not? Or in other words, have I been inappropriate as a pastor before you? Do you get the question I'm asking? I've not, Paul is preaching that he told the people that I've not exacted money from anybody. I've not stolen anybody's money. I've not taken anybody. I've not borrowed money from anybody here. Or have I come to borrow money from anybody here? Yeah. I want you to tell all of you that God has put me here to be your pastor. I am your pastor. Please shake your neighbor that hear what the man is saying. I am your pastor. I'm saying it again. Unless you have a pastor somewhere, then that's another situation. That you are a visitor here. If you are a visitor here, God bless you. You are welcome. This is my Kairos Church. But if you are not, if you are not a visitor here, I'm telling you that I am your pastor here. And I'm saying that follow me as I follow the Lord. Follow me as I follow the Lord. Can I say it again? I'm clearly telling you, without mixing words, I'm saying that follow me as I follow the Lord. Because really, Some of you don't know how to follow the Lord that you cannot see directly, unless there's a human being before you who is following the Lord. As you keep your eyes on the human being and following him, you can end up following the Lord. Follow me. Shake your neighbor that the man is talking to you. You cannot be closing your eyes. Yeah. You cannot clearly have another pastor aside me. Yeah. You cannot. You cannot. Otherwise, then I pray that your husband will also have another girl aside you. Father, I lift my hands and I pray for any church member of mine who has another pastor aside me. Give their husbands another girl aside them. Is that a good prayer? Father, I cancel this prayer in Jesus' name. Yes. Oh, yes. That's why I said faithfulness. Who is your pastor? Who is your pastor? Yeah. Who is your God? Tigari is your God. Nogokwa is your God. Antwa is your God. Who is your God? Jehovah is your God. Who is your pastor? I'm saying that because there are some of you, you go to places that you must stop. You must stop because you are being confused. You are being confused with what's going on. I hear what I'm saying. Yeah, bring your heart here. Bring your mind here. Follow me. Watch me. Listen to me. Obey. Respond properly. Have a proper respect for believe in the Lord God. Believe in the servant. And if believing in God is not just knowing he exists, but how you respond, then believing in the prophet is also how you respond. You're not clapping your hands. How you respond. How do you respond? Hey. You can call people, they don't mind you. Can send a message to people, they don't respond. They don't respond. You can tell people, do this, they won't do. Do that, they won't do. I in church. That's I feel that one of the reasons why it's difficult for black-blooded people to prosper is that we don't keep instructions. They're like a black person doesn't know how to follow instructions, even from a manual, how to take your phone, press this one, press. Like to follow instructions, we don't know how to do it. Like, we always want to do what we want to do. And it's killing us. Those at the back, can you hear me? Huh? In front. And number three is that the loyalty to your denomination and your church, which is what we are celebrating today. Your loyalty to your denomination or your church. God gives you himself as God. Number two, he gives you a pastor. Number three, he gives you a church. You need your loyalty, your faithfulness to the church. What is the faithfulness to the church? It means that what are the expectations from you as a member of the church? To be faithful to a church is that the question you first of all ask is that what are the expectations? What are the expectations of me as a member of the church? If I follow the expectations, I am faithful to the church that I'm in. What do you think about what I'm saying? What do you think about what I'm saying? Okay, the people here are all asleep. They don't like, you know, can I talk to you? I'm saying that. Do you understand what I'm saying at all?
Yeah.
Faithfulness in you will breed faithfulness. There are some people who experience delay in life. Delays. Marital delays, financial delays. Do you know why? They themselves naturally are slow in life. So the spirit of delay has found his brother. The human being itself is slow. You are washing only 4 clothes. It takes you 1 hour to wash the clothes. Oh, only 4 clothes. 1, 2, 3, 4. You use 1 hour to wash it. So if your financial breakthrough should take 4 days, why will it not take 40 months? I'm preaching. Only food. Three slices of yam plus one egg plus stew. That thing can finish in 10 minutes or less. You are by this food for 35 minutes. People who are naturally slow also experience spirit of delay. People who are naturally committed and faithful also generate faithfulness around them in everything they are in. And a person who is really serious and faithful in church, you will see that all the people around him are also faithful. People who are at church at Pache, you see that their own work colleagues are at Pache, their brother is at Pache, their sister is at Pache, their house girl is at Pache. Everything is like, because that Pache spirit, it will find itself around you. I'm preaching a good sermon. And if your eyes are closed and this time, then there's something wrong. It's like actualization. Is that a good sermon? I need, you see, those at the back, you maybe I don't know what I'm talking to you. But you have to throw yourself into a state of faithfulness into the body of Christ that God has put you in. All the time. Don't have an independent spirit. An independent spirit is a person who is part of something but doesn't follow what is going on. He's on his own. He's part of the church but doesn't follow what is going on. Huh? Look at him. Is the man talking to you? That's an independent spirit. You are part of a group, but you don't follow anything that is going on. You don't follow. We have International Sunday. There are people who are in the house right now. God, International Sunday. They are in the church. But they don't follow anything. It's an independent spirit. We are all praying every night at 10 p.m. Can I tell you something? As I end, if you are not praying now, you by all means pray tomorrow. I'll say it again. If you are not praying now, you will by all means pray tomorrow. Prayer is two ways. There's prayer which is called preventive prayer, which is that nothing bad is happening, but you are praying so that it doesn't happen. Then there is curative, to cure. The thing has happened already. Then you are now praying for it to stop. Most of the problems you have right now, you are now doing curative prayer to correct it. You should have done preventive prayer 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I'm preaching a good sermon. Are you in church? One time, somebody sent me a text. When I saw the text was requiring that as a pastor, I rise up, I help the person, I do something. The normal feeling that I had as a human being was to damn the person. Maybe I'll talk to people here. The real feeling as I had as a human being was to damn the person. Because he had the real situation that he needed my attention. Because when you call such a person to the last year, let's pray. It's as though we are worrying you. Then now, when a situation pops up out of non-prayer, I should now come and use my rest. Because I was praying, you were resting. Now it's time for me to rest. When your issue has come now, you want me to pray? Because if you don't pray now, those of you who have children, if you don't pray now, you will pray tomorrow. Oh yes, you will be on every prayer platform praying for the child. If you don't pray now, Those of you who have beloveds, husband, you're about to marry, if you don't pray now, I'm telling you, you will pray tomorrow. Oh, yes. You pray tomorrow. You pray tomorrow. You better pray so that it doesn't happen than that it happens and you are now going to pray for it to stop. It's not easy to cure AIDS. It's better to prevent the AIDS. Yes. It's not easy to cure AIDS. If you get the AIDS, the cure is a major problem. Yes. So it's better that I spend the energy to prevent it. Fire! You are sleeping. Both of us will pray anyway. Anyway, both of us will pray anyway. Either when I'm praying, you are resting, or when you are praying, I am resting. So by all means. Are you in church? I'm spoiling the church. Stay in the church very well and follow everything. Follow everything. Are you here? Follow everything. Follow everything. Follow everything. If you say there is a Sunday service, follow the Sunday service. I'm talking to you. When we say Tuesday dawn, there's flow prayers with Bishop Dad. Follow. You may not follow all the time, but follow. Are you in church?
Yes.
When we say Tuesday evening, there's a service at the headquarters. Follow. At least it's like you did the whole. You've not attended the headquarters before. Wednesday evening. Feels earnest. Anybody who feels that the demands of church are too much for you, it means you have gone too much into the world. You have gone too much into the world. Anybody who feels the demands from church are too much on you, you cannot bear. What it means is that you have gone too much into the world. Watch where you are. You have gone too much. That's why you are feeling that. Because it's a church should have been daily. In the church, it was daily they went to. In the church, they go daily. We are not going daily. I'm saying that when you begin to feel that the things of church are too much for you, it means where you are, you have gone too far. Wednesday we are here. We are learning. Friday, Basenta meeting. You are too big for Basenta meeting. You are too big for Judith. You are too big for Judith. Now you have a house with AC. You have a car with AC. You have a good husband. Basenta meeting is too much for you. With your Jamaican appearance. No, but this is a very good woman. I really like her. Very good one. Yeah. One time I went to visit one of her ship. I became jealous. Hey, I'm the pastor of the church. I'm the pastor of the church. She's not the pastor of the church. I'm the pastor. Come to visit the ship with her, talking to her. The ship was telling me about her and how powerful it is. I said, mom, I'm the one here. What about me? What about me? So, oh, my shepherd. I was feeling like Charlie Akwepa. I don't know, I'm wasting my time. Maybe coffee. She's a good woman. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Father, what a blessing it is to come. My sermon is not finished, but time is gone. We want to witness South African performance. So, and there's food we are about to eat. Nice food. Please don't go home until you eat the food. Lift your hands wherever you are. Bow your head. Just lift your hands. Bow your heads. Just lift your hands. We are closer. We are closer. We are closer. Pray for 1 minute. Say, Father, give me the heart that generates loyalty for you, loyalty for the prophet, and loyalty for the church. Very important. Very important. It's so important that the family that God puts you, you stabilize yourself right in that family. You baptize yourself with the God of your fathers, and you connect yourself to the servant of God God gives you, and you stabilize yourself in the church that God gives you. Please pray for 1 minute. You may not understand what we are talking about. Yeah. But there are people who are in the church. They are in the church, but they don't follow anything the church is doing. It's an independent spirit. Independent spirit. Lift your voice and say, Father, deliver me from an independent spirit. Lift your voice. Everybody, please pray. Pray out. Pray out. Pray out. Pray out. Lord, deliver me from an independent spirit. Deliver me. It's your deliverance is in this sermon. I tell you. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Believe in the Lord thy God. Believe in your prophets. And then deny the house that God has given you. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Available to me for my future mistakes. One of the things you don't know is that the reason for a lot of crisis and troubles in people's lives is sin. Sin is responsible for a lot of issues in people's lives. I want to say, Pastor, I need mercy that God will wash away my sins. Can you raise your hand wherever you are? We are closing in a few minutes. Raise your hand wherever you are. I want to pray with you. Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. God bless you. God bless you. Please stand to your feet if you lifted your eye. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. If you lifted your hand, stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, you are not clapping your hands together for this beautiful man. God bless you. All right. Say after me, say, dear Lord, this afternoon, I give my heart to you. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Write my name in the book of life. Say, Lord, help me to walk with you the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. After service, we would like to meet you. Now, please clap your hands together well. Do it well. Do it well. Do it well. Hallelujah.